Dear ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to present you the results of studies on postprandial changes in plasma metabolome. Let me explain the relevance of this research. As we know, type 2 diabetes is a group of metabolic disorders. Lifestyle factors are crucial in the development of this disease, including obesity, lack of physical activity, and poor diet. Genetic predisposition is also of great importance. The predisposition to type 2 diabetes and impaired beta cell function are associated with single nucleotide polymorphism in the Prospera homebox 1 gene. It should be mentioned that this susceptibility can be modified by diet. However, the exact role of PROX1 gene in type 2 diabetes development still remains unclear. Therefore, the aim of this study was to use GCMS-based metabolomics to evaluate postprandial changes in plasma metabolome after the normal and high carbohydrate meal challenge tests in non-diabetic men with different PROX1 genotypes. To achieve this goal, 13 contestants participated in normal and high carbohydrate meal challenge tests. The characteristic of study group is presented in Table 1. None of the participants suffered from type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, or other disorders, nor did they report any treatment that might have affected the test results. Fasting and postprandial plasma samples were fingerprinted with GCMS. Workflow of plasma samples preparation can be seen on Figure 1. After data pretreatment, identification, and quality assurance protocol, 52 metabolites were forwarded for statistical analysis. The Wilcoxon signed rank test was performed using the R software environment. Multiple comparisons were corrected using the Benjamini-Hochberg procedure. Low-risk genotype carriers did not demonstrate any alterations between fasting and postprandial metabolites level, neither after normal nor high carbohydrate meal. However, high-risk genotype carriers exhibited changes between fasting and postprandial level of 7 metabolites, but only after high carbohydrate meal. These results are presented in Table 2. Altered metabolites were associated with carbohydrate metabolism. The results of our study led to the conclusion that high carbohydrate meal challenge test provoked changes in plasma metabolites in high risk but not in low risk genotype carriers. More detailed studies and pathway analysis are required to determine the exact mechanism of this process and its role in type 2 diabetes development. Thank you.